Ambassador Francis Campbell, this is the first historic official visit of a pontiff to the United Kingdom. What do you think perhaps have been the most significant moments of this visit so far?
It's very hard to pick one, because I thought, if you'd asked me that a week ago, I would have said to you Westminster Hall will be the most historic encounter. But there are so many things. If you were to say what's the most memorable, for me probably the most memorable is the one that was completely unscripted, which was the drive from Cardinal O'Brien's house in Edinburgh to the beginning of the motorway in Edinburgh, where thousands of ordinary people came out on the streets to see the Pope pass. Just thousands of ordinary people, and it was just the first day. It's one of the most edifying things.
This was most surprising, wasn't it? Because ahead of the visit, people were saying that there was a great deal of scepticism, that perhaps there wouldn't be the warm welcome that the organisers were hoping for.
Well, you know, Philippa, I put it like this, and I'm stealing a phrase here, I'm stealing someone's comment, and it's Alex Salmond, the First Minister of Scotland, who said on Thursday evening as the Pope was leaving Glasgow, he said this is a triumph over cynicism. And, you know, it was like as if it was infectious ahead of the visit. You know, he wouldn't be welcome. This wasn't, you know, what was this? And I think we made a mistake in the sense that as a society, we allowed the loudest voices to become the sole voices. And these people have a right to protest, but they don't speak for the whole. And the lesson and the images of this visit is that religion matters in this country. And last night, there was a series of events last night, yesterday afternoon, three events of historic proportion. The visit to Lambeth Palace, and to hear Rowan Williams and the Pope nearly speak identical scripts on the role of religion in public life and what religion asks for and why it asks for it. And it's not asking for special provision or position. It's just asking to be allowed the free voice to be heard. I thought that was most interesting. And then for the Catholic and Anglican bishops of the country to be seated there together. Then they leave there and they go to Westminster Hall. Again, a place, you know, just ringing with history. And the Pope gives this very, very powerful address to civil society, to 1,800 members of civil society, the judiciary, economic elite, political leaders. And then he leaves from there to the Abbey. And the scenes in the Abbey, it gave, in many respects, the scenes in the Abbey gave the pictures to the speeches at Lambeth, because you had the joint blessing, you had the two of them being clapped out the aisle, blessing the congregation as they went, incensing the tomb of Edward the Confessor. And I sat beside a senior Vatican official who said to me afterwards, he said, I just didn't think, he said, the liturgy could be so beautiful. You see the glorious setting of Westminster Abbey, and then you come out, and I think if you had to pick a moment of the visit, it was when the doors of the Abbey opened. And we were coming out behind the papal entourage. And you could see papal flags flying in the distance. And you could hear the roar of the crowds. And the lights of the Abbey went on. And the bells started to ring. And the Pope was getting into the Pope Mobile. And the Archbishop of Canterbury was standing there. And people were standing around looking over at this sea of people and flags on our right and in front of us. And you have this beautiful historic setting in the centre of London. And I think that illustrated something very powerful about the place and role of faith in British public life. And it's a relief. And it's a relief, I think, for all concerned, because not only were people saying this visit won't go well, people were portraying and presenting an image of British society that was far removed from those of us who know British society. They were taking these voices that represent an opinion, but they were extrapolating that to the whole of society as if Britain was some hostile place for religion. And I think the images that have gone out from this visit around the world show that religion is very alive and well in this country.
At the end of that genuinely historic day, as you say, you had a dinner, didn't you, in Lancaster House with members of the cabinet and Vatican officials. There's been an official communique from that, but can you give us any more details? Perhaps paint the picture, give us something of the atmosphere there.
There were about 148 people present, and they were split into tables of 10 or 12, and each table had a different theme or two. That was where issues were being discussed. And there was a substantial engagement between the Cardinal Secretary of State and the Archbishop Mamberti, the Secretary for Relations with States, and the Foreign Secretary, and the Cabinet Secretary and other members of the government. About 10 members of the Cabinet were present in total, substantial delegation from the Foreign and Commonwealth Office. And for us, it was a working dinner. And I know that some people might think, well, what's the purpose of a working dinner in the context of the relationship with the Vatican? Well, this is where we are with our relationship with the Vatican. We've said before, it's not sentimental, it's not simply historic, because it's our oldest diplomatic friendship in the world, but it's actually of fundamental importance to the United Kingdom, and it's of benefit to both sides, because it says something about the Holy See's place and status in the world, that we can have dialogue on a whole range of issues, and the Pope outlined those issues very eloquently in his speech to Westminster Hall, something the government was deeply appreciative of, and also name-checking and giving credit to the government for continuing the previous government's target of delivering 0.7% of GDP to international development by 2013, at a time when we are under unprecedented fiscal challenges.